In Ukraine, intense fighting continues in the eastern city of Bakhmut, the Ukrainian government urging civilians and aid workers to leave, raising fears of a Russian takeover. Meanwhile, today, NATO allies have a meeting in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the conflict is becoming a grinding war of attrition, and he called for more to be done.
Things are happening, but we need to continue. We need to step up even more because there is a big need out there to provide Ukraine with ammunition.
Isabel Kashudian is in Kyiv. She's Ukraine bureau chief with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Isabel, we feel a certain nervousness here in the States. You know, what's going to happen next? What's the feeling where you are?
You know, it's the exact same. I would say people in Ukraine are incredibly nervous right now. There is this kind of sense of pessimism, unease, especially the fall, right, after these big counteroffensives. People were really on a high and starting to believe in victory, the possibility that Ukraine really could, you know, liberate its territories. And that has really slipped away, I think, with winter. And now you see Russians making maybe small advances, but these are advances and the Ukrainians are not. I would say the front line still remains pretty static, but a buildup of Russian forces. There's a lot of, you know, troops that are in Ukraine right now. And, you know, you mentioned Bakhmut. I think the situation is difficult there and people are just kind of hoping that it can hold, but expecting kind of bad news at any moment here.
Well, and if Bakhmut does fall to Russia, which is expected, that's very important to Russia to have a win. But as you said, it's small. You know, NATO allies have plans to provide Ukraine with more heavy weapons in the future. What does Ukraine need?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ukraine needs everything, right? Even it was such a kind of victory for Ukraine that they were getting tanks. But when you start to really break down the number of tanks they're getting and when they're getting them, it's not enough. Now Ukraine is asking for F-16s. I do think eventually they will be able to get fighter jets from the West, but it's a matter of when. And then you have to train pilots to be able to fly these. That adds time to it. There is the sense that, you know, a year in, the attrition is really showing on the Ukrainian side and kind of the incrementalism of how they receive certain weapons from the West really, really hurts any chances going forward, because not only are they seeing attrition in their actual fighting force, this stuff is just not coming quick enough for them to really be able to take advantage of it. And meanwhile, on the other side, you have Russia that knows that it can sort of outlast Ukraine because it does have more weapons, more people, more everything. And I think that's where the scales are slightly starting to tip this winter.
Well, even though the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who spoke in Brussels yesterday, said Russia's lost. Let's listen.
Russia has lost. They've lost strategically, operationally, and tactically.
So, Isabel, is that what the U.S. has to say? Because, as you said, Russia seems willing to allow as many as 800 soldiers a day die in February. This is according to Ukrainian data. Is it your sense they're just willing to continue to do that?
Yeah, I mean, everything's a matter of sort of spin and perspective. If you say that the Russian goals were to capture Kyiv and force a change in government, they have lost, because at this point, that's not going to happen. But from the Ukrainian side, losing, you know, the amount of territory that's currently occupied by Russian forces is also a loss. The amount of loss of life on the Ukrainian side is also incredibly high. I think for the Russians, they have invested too much. They've gone too far. I think Putin has sort of become a hostage of, you know, his own war, where you can't back down now after everything that this has cost you. In part, it's ultimately probably going to be NATO expansion, right? Mm-hmm. With Sweden and Finland potentially joining NATO. It's all of the sanctions. It's, you know, an incredible loss of life, as you've mentioned, that, you know, I think Russia feels like it has to keep going. And if anything, the position gets more and more hardline. And, you know, for the Ukrainians, you know, anything other than at least getting back to the territory, you know, the boundaries they had on February 23rd, 2022 is a loss, just with what the Ukrainians have sacrificed.
Well, okay, well, we'll wait to see if they do get more training, ammunition, weapons. That does seem to be the only movable part at this point. That's Isabel Kashudian in Kyiv. She's Ukraine bureau chief with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Isabel, thank you, and as always, stay safe.
Thank you.